My understanding the need of the other is to conscientize ourselves of the hereafter. This important subject has been forgotten as a result of forgetting this important subject. Life has got no meaning. Apart from life having no meaning, then the concern will be just this life. Because hereafter it's a dream. If you count it as a dream, so the only life that we count and we recognize is this. That we feel that there is no such a thing. Or it's not a serious thing. So the seriousness of the hereafter, that is what is the need of the hour. Think about it, talk about it, understand. One is the seriousness, then the uncertain nature of when you can come, who's the next one. So to keep talking about it and to conscientize. In the Quran Sharif, if you check, there's about 5 or 6 surahs starting with Qiyamah. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة الحاقة ما الحاقة القارئة ما القارئة. All إذا وقعت الواقعة, commencing with Qiyamah. So it's such a serious thing that the surah, the entire surah is starting with this. Understand your goal, where you're moving towards, place that you have to cross, you can't avoid, you can't bypass. So in this surah, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِيَةِ, when this great event has to pass, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِيَةِ, we call it the inevitable great event, yeah? When it comes to pass, لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةٌ, there's no lies about it. Like how we say in our colloquial language, there's no two ways about it. It must come. چاہے نہ چاہے بھائی, اس سے تو گزرنا ضرور ہے. We have to go through it. لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةٌ خَافِذَةُ الرَّاخِيَةِ. Then what will happen on this day? Many people will be dropped and many people will be exalted. Like you see in this world, in the court, someone is coming out and someone is going in. Someone is coming out scot-free and someone is going in. Don't we see that all the time? But that's the time. Half with a rafia. Many people are just falling down. What they were and what are they now? What were they and what's happening to them now? Think for a moment. Hajjah Mazzul Sahib Rahmatullah, he says it in a poetry. This imagine, this power of imagination, if it's used correctly, it can take you to a lot of heights. He says, first, my imagination ran into the pleasure of this life. Look at London, the prosperity, Hollywood, look at the princess, look at the lifestyle, look at the high-rise buildings and how they're jetting in, how they're jetting out. Look at the type of hotels that they live in. Some hotels, just one night is over a million rand, one night. And people want to go there. So that type of living, the type of pleasure, the type of, then you see a great dignitary coming in, passing by. Then how there is the 21 gun salute, how they are respecting him. Right? Like as though the whole world comes to a standstill. Right? Then for a moment you go to Hollywood and see the girls there and how they're dressed, the music, the show and the drama. And then his imagination is taking wrong. See? Then you look at the entertainment and the sports, right? Someone is skiing, someone is icing, someone is cricketing, what he's doing, right? Someone is racing Formula 1, Formula 2. And sometimes there's a Miss Universe contest going on. So his imagination is taking him all over the place. Then look at the latest fashions, cars, the speed, right? Motorcycles, how they maneuvering the thing, right? We have 180 degree, how they... So his imagination is taking to all this. So, but now, to be fair to your imagination and to your mind, look at the other side as well. Look at this side that was exciting and thrilling. Here lies Churchill, here Queen Elizabeth, here Victoria, and Falah and Falah, born, eaten to the earth, where they were once upon a time, and what's happened to them now. Is there anybody prepared to buy that life for 2 cents? Gone, where they were, you know, that moment, they lived for that moment. Now where are they? Where's the excitement? Where's the thrill? Where's the music? Where's the band? Where's the 21 gun salute? Where is all disintegrated into the earth? So many a times we are unfair to our power of imagination. If we are hallucinating only about the thrilling moments. The illusion is only about the thrilling moments. But the other side is also a fact. Mandela, and at his death now, and what air show they had, right? Beautiful air show, and what. And after that, what happened? Gone. Does anybody think about him? Any talk about him? Gone, class. So this living for the moment is a life of a fool. There's a word for it. It starts with an H. Huh? No. Another word. Can't remember the word. You live for the moment. Enjoy. Make the best of the moment. So now that's the craze. Huh? You'll see that. Just do it. Right? Live for the moment. So that's it's a fool. At any level, it's foolish. You're earning 10,000 rands, right? And you live for the moment. If someone take his 10,000, after that, who's going to pay your rental, vehicle, food, grocery, lights and water? Medical, who's going to pay for that? So it's living of the moment for the moment is a stupid life. It can't be a Muslim's life. It can be a kafir's life, because the kafir has got nothing, no understanding and no belief of the hereafter, nothing. A few days ago, we explained that dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. The world is a prison for a Muslim, a jannat for the kafir. So there are different explanations that were given. But what I liked and enjoyed was Hazrat Muhammad Thani Sahib Rahmatullah's explanation. When he says, dunya sijnul mu'min, the dunya is a prison for a Muslim. So how he explained it, I'm giving my own words. The explanation is his, but my words. It says, you are on a journey, or gone for a holiday, right? Booked in, state of the art. You and your spouse, all of this. But are you fully at ease and fully at rest? You know, you have to pay the bills. You know, you have to arrange the food. You know, you are here just for a transit, 3 days, 5 days. You have to return. Right? So you're not fully at ease. It's a comfort that is an imaginary comfort. It's not real comfort. It's just imaginary comfort. So one person on Swinger Beach is late now. Towards the end, became a good musalli, everything. So he says when he was working for his matric exams, for those days, now, talking of the 60s, it's quite hard. He's working, and now that exhaustion, just to get over that exhaustion, he'll go and check one movie. 3 hours. So he says, after the 2 hours, I'm thinking to myself, see, come what may, still I'll have to go and try the paper. Can't avoid it. I'm just bluffing myself with this movie here. At the end, I would go and have to write this thing here. So the same is with this world here. All this drama, all that, is just a bluff. Excitement, girlfriend, drug, all is just a bluff. You'll still have to face the realities of life. J.C. Karni, V.C. Varni. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai. Na maan, to kar ke dekh. Na maan, to mar ke dekh. Na maan, to mar ke dekh. Don't believe. You will die and you see it. It's such a reality. You've been cherishing the person, loving, respecting, looking after. Oh, it was a relationship of love, right? But with death and then, everything is gone. Then it seemed just like a dream. We're in love together, we did things together, what we did, what we didn't do. And then, as death comes, story is over. Right, so the real thing is to work for the life after that. So life is just to fill the fuel, to get the energy, that's all. Whether you got the energy from Caltex, Ultra Shell, or BP, whoever, it's just that. It's not a train smash that you must go to Ultra Shell, Fanafa. However you get the energy and move on. It's a dilapidated place for the energy. How did it move? Carry on. So this whole world is just a bluff. Really, believe me, it's a bluff. Mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul guru. Lubbock is saying it so clearly. It's just a life of deception. Absolute deception. The front is so attractive that it's difficult to avoid. Until that moment, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The agony of life has brought reality. That means before that you were in a bluff. What brought you to reality? Agony of death. جَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. That brings you to reality. We don't say, don't fool yourself. You need the energy. A little bit of enjoy. But don't lose the focus. You're playing a match now. Don't forget, don't lose the goal. Lost the goal now. I think people tricks A. I can keep the A, keep the ball on the A for 10 minutes. Why? You're wasting our time. Do something here. We're supporting you, do something. Ja'at sakratul maut. Zalika ma kunta min mutahid. Allah Pak says, this is what you are trying to escape. He died, he was going in that direction, didn't look after himself, so he had to go. Me, I'll pull through. Everybody thinks, I'll pull through. He wasn't looking after himself, so he's gone. Man is gone, and after a few days, he's gone. He's just history now, class. See how, what a bluff that is. After a few whatever's. History gone. Ja'at sakratul mawti bilhaq. Allah Pak says, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاكَ. That cover that was in your eye, that we removed that cover. فَبَصِرُكَ الْحَدِيدِ. فَبَصِرُكَ يَعْلْيَوْمَ حَدِيدِ. Now you can see properly now. Now you see the malaika here, you see Jannat here, Jahannam here. You're seeing your deeds, your good and the bad. خَافِدَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةِ وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةِ. The earth will be shaken to its depths. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةِ. And the mountains will crumble into powder. What an event. You see that? إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. When this inevitable event has to pass. It means pass what happens. بُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَ ثَبَاءً مُنْبَثًا. Then you'll be sorted out. You'll be sorted out there. Generally you'll be sorted out. Now you seem to be all assorted. Then you'll be sorted out. Today, everybody is sorted, right? Then you'll be sorted out. فَكَانَتْ حَبَاءً كُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. In three groups. كَانَتْ كُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. Three groups. أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Right? How wonderful are the people of the right hand. أصحاب المشأمة. And how miserable will be the people of the left. والسابقون السابقون. اور جو سبقت کرنے والے ہیں اس کا پوچھو ہی مت. دیکھو وہاں جو سبقت کرنے والے اس کا تو پوچھو ہی مت. آگے نکلنے والے, those that are foremost, right? That's the way, that's the place to be invested. But that's the place to invest, because that's it, that investment never crashes. You know this AI intelligence, right? So without exaggeration, at least 2-3 people, everybody, every day they give me news. I don't want to listen, but just to keep them happy, I listen to you. So he's telling me, it's AI intelligence, right? This company has paid about $800 billion to develop that thing. Right? $800 billion to develop. The biggest investment, the biggest in record, that was the biggest, right? So I don't know how long it took, 5 years, 10 years to develop the thing. Right? And then China came out, I don't know what chips they bought. Simba chips, Kiva chips. In about 1 year, they did the same thing for $6 million. So they say that was the biggest crash for the century. People would put their money inside, and that thing, China came out with something better. They stole the idea, they proved it, only for 6 million. 6 million. Kaha 800 billion and 6 million. Is there anything to be boastful of? Now those investors are asking, crying, for this much, yeah, that much. Gone. Hafidatul Rafia. Bozo ko girane wala aur bozo ko uthane wala, baland karne wala. Ye qiyamat ka roz hai. And then you will be sorted out. Three groups. So this sabiqun as sabiqun, who are they? So the ulama give I'll tell you more. People's temperaments are different. For me to work, I need something very cold. And the lady shouted, hey, coughing too much. Or something cold. I think that some curry stuff is a top curry stuff, you know, for this country. But for he to, when he starts, he must have an iced double bowl. Temperaments are different. So, wasabiqun as-sabiqun. So, who are these people there? Foremost. So, some description is given, right? One description is, in good works they are the first. Namaz they are the first. In forgiving each other, they are the first. Qawlum ma'rufun wa maghfiratun. Good words and forgiving people. Alright, he did something to forget it, khalas. Tomorrow is another day, forget it. And don't even speak about it, khalas, just bury it under the soil. One person saw a dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ye aadmi mera saati hoga jannat mein. This man is my companion in Jannah. Now the person saw the dream, he got really, really excited. Hey, this man, Ya Rasulullah, give me the particulars. He got the particulars, he followed it. Now I came to meet you. What happened? This is what I saw. Tell me what you have done. You see me, I'm a simple, well, you must tell me, I won't leave. Some people can be stubborn until you don't see them, right? See, what happened was, I made nikah and in a few days the child was born. The microwave zamana. So the game was up now. But I thought to myself, there's many things I thought to myself. You know, I'm a gunegar, right? I need some credit. And maybe Allah Ta'ala put this on my side to see how I'll work. Right? So I told this woman, see, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'll cover your faults. Nobody will know this. You know what a trial that is. Huh? Imagine now you got married with so much of pomp and glory and show and whatever else, right? And then to discover that this woman was used, pregnant, and then she concealed that from you. And now, what a heart this person has had. I'll block you. I am gunegar, I am sinful. And Allah Pak's promises, you cover, I'll cover you. You cover the person's mistakes, I'll cover you. I ask you, who doesn't want to be covered? We all got baggages. We just have to rewind, you know, just go backwards and see. All of us will be just down in shame. From the day we came of age till now, what we have done. All of us got baggages. Our words, our behavior, the things we did. Right? Nobody wants it to be exposed. Right? But then the promise of Allah Ta'ala, forgive and cover, and I'll cover it. Man asdaqu min Allahi haditha. Man awfa bi ahdillah. Man awfa min Allahi ahda. Who is more truthful in Allah Ta'ala in His promise? Can't be anybody. He said, I'll take care. He said, no, I will sort this out. This thing is how, if I'm going to talk about this woman, according to Islamic law, she must be stoned to death, right? Or at least left, right? Then she got parents, right? How embarrassed the parents will feel. What our daughter is, she betrayed us, right? She's given birth to a child. That child will have what a memory of the mother. Her families, what they will think. Her community, family, distant, close, what will they think of her? So what's going to be with this girl here? When I got an opportunity, I got something came onto my plate. I'm reminiscing my past. And I'm seeing, yeah, I got an opportunity, but let me do something. You know, matlabi aadmi sab kuch kar leta hai. When you got a matlab, you'll do anything. Isn't it? Matlab ho to, do anything. Said, alright. So, he's telling his wife, I'll sort it out, don't worry. So he wrapped the child 1.5 hour before Fajr. Somehow discreetly he went to the masjid, and child is comfortable sleeping, fast asleep. He put him just behind the door. Now the imam started his qiraat. And the child started his qiraat this night. So, obviously now, after the namaz, there's a search, what happened? Hey, this is an abandoned child, someone abandoned the child. Any volunteer, he's the first person. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّعِيمُ. Can you see that? That is not a pot of gold, it's a heart of gold. You just know about the pot of gold, you need a heart of gold. So for this, what he got? See this kindness, covering faults, right? And forgiving people for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and covering. So bhai, koi dekhne wala hai aasman par bhai. So the one that is foremost in good deeds, one is in our namaz, right? Forgiving people, right? Works of kindness to people that we know, we don't know, Muslims, non-Muslims. Already prioritize Muslims. But even if a non-Muslim, but to show some kindness. He may see the other side of Islam. Or the media is telling him a different side of Islam, as though it's just terror, 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 right? But now he's showing the other side of Islam. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim is second to none when it comes to the work of kindness. This lockdown and all that. Say, who was doing the work? the government felt ashamed. The Muslim was first. There's nobody like themselves. But this burden must carry on. It mustn't be only waiting for next lockdown. No, no. Not waiting for, where we can, whatever we can, discreetly. You hear of wealthy people, right? And they die. And then you hear, hey, 100 families were taken care of by this man, one person. He took care of himself, 100 poor families, and he took care. But he concealed himself, nobody knows about him, until he died. See? So, acts of kindness, forgiveness, blocking people's faults. Sometimes ulama are forced to expose, right? Because now the beliefs are going off, right? Qadianism. Now people become kafirs just now. So they are forced to go and expose. They won't just expose. It's not a fashion, it's not something that they want a flair for, no. They're forced. So one is this person that is. Second description comes in the hadith, for that this person, you know, sabikun as sabikun. For our purpose, we say the first class. Not the first class, the double first class. You know, that Imarat now here, someone told me. And one is they got business class, then first class, then they got a private cabin, yeah? Bed for yourself, and shower, and whatever. Like. And you got 5 people to come and serve you with different varieties of food, right? So that's sabikun as sabikun. Poochho hi kya, poochho hi mat. So this description, one is that they accept their fault straight away. Someone points out your fault, mistake, right? So he is in that frame of mind, my fault is shown. He doesn't pull up his face, doesn't defend himself, straight away accept the fault. My mistake, I'll correct myself. He won't make up a story, he won't justify, he will readily accept the mistake. See, readily, open heartedly. By this is a mall, what? This is a mall. You pick and you pay. What? You have to pay, then you can pick, can't you? You have to pay, so this is your payment. When a fault is shown, you accept it straight away. And wholeheartedly, you are thankful to the person for showing you mistakes. Right. Number two is, right, when he has to discharge someone's rights, very, very promptly do it, straight away. Right. One is his mistakes, something is shown to him, accept it straight away. You don't need to deliberate, straight away. And discharging someone's rights, straight away. Right. Number three, when he's presiding over an affair, he's so careful, as though it is his own problem. You know how he will see to his own problem, he won't prejudice himself, he won't hurt himself. So this is the sabikun as sabikun. Now who will be the sabikun as sabikun? Allah Pak says, sullatum min al awwalin wa qalilum min al akhirin. A great group from the people of former times, and a small group from the people of latter times. Now, this brings you to some little bit of pain, isn't it? So who's this former and latter? There's several explanations given. I'll just give you two, right? The multitude of explanations. First explanation says, see, In the former, you had 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. Right. Then in the latter, in Nabi Sam's time, it's only Nabi Sam, the Sahaba Kiram Awliya. So, therefore, Qaleelun min al-akhirin, few from the latter. From the former, a huge group. From the latter, a small group. But the more enjoyable explanation I liked, I enjoyed, Sullatun min al-awwaleen, right? What is Sullatun min al-awwaleen? All the Anbiya, right till the Khairul Qurun, what? You know the Juma Khutbah here, Khairul Quruni Qarni Summa Lazini, the best of periods, right? But Al-Mu'a Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, the second Amir of the Jamaat, was a great Muhaddith, so it's been a very, very great people. When you come across the names, I feel you're not even worthy taking the names. They were so great, right? So he says in that Khairul Qurun, one is the time, right? That's the meaning, one meaning. But the other meaning that can be derived, right, is what were the works in the Khairul Qurun? What? What were the works in the Khairul Qurun? You get engaged in that work, then Allah Ta'ala will join you to that work. So then what were the works in the Khairul Qurun? What were the works in the Khairul Qurun? Right? The works in the Khairul Qurun are about four, mainly four things, right? One is, they're always wanting to keep themselves clean. فِي رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. They want to keep themselves clean all the time. With people, with Allah Ta'ala, with themselves. They don't want any grey area. Any grey area, they would just wash it quickly. Wash it grey, you know, I've seen this thing, you know. Hey, that, she was smart, yeah? But that thing is a stain there. So now, I don't want to remain like that. فِي رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. So that stain, I must get out, clear, get out of the system straight away, not delaying. Where I looked at the thing, and there was some fantasy, right? So that fantasy is a black stain here. And I don't want that. I don't want that. I ask you, you got a nice white hat, right? And there's a tomato sauce here. You'll wear that topi. You won't wear it. You can't tolerate that, right? Yeah? Can you tolerate that? You want to wash it straight away, clean, 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 right? So they are that class. They'll keep themselves clean. At any given time, hey, I must be clean. I don't want any type of contamination, filth, dirt. Like right on your tobi, you know, something comes here. Pehnenge tobi ko. Utar denge. Ya to isko saaf kar denge, ya to uska hata. Or for example, make it even more clear, the example, right? Now, such a handsome face, you put topi, comb your hair, different styles, all this, right? And one diamond will just come here, then. Bardashak, yeah? So that must be our relationship with Rome, what? That must be the relationship with Rome. That I can't bardash that thing, I can't tolerate that thing. I must go and sort it out straight away, clean it up straight away. See that? Myself, if I did something wrong, well, I hurt someone. So straight away I must go and clear it up. Mama was telling me, Murzakar was telling me, Harum Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, to me it looked like a silent bazook. We only discovered him afterwards. So he was there was a worker, he passed away, Mohammed passed away. So it was Yusuf, right? So he wanted a lift, Mullah gave him a lift. So Mullah had someone from Pakistan, so he was talking to him in Urdu. The next day Mullah, before teaching, starting the class, he's looking for Yusuf. Why is he looking for Yusuf? Where's that Yusuf, Malawi? Found him eventually, so I came to ask you for maaf. So I had to talk to this person in Urdu, because he's Urdu speaking. See? So it was not right for us to talk like this in a different language. You may think that we are speaking against you. But the problem was, this person was Urdu speaking, therefore I had to speak in the language. I just come to create out. I don't want you to have any. But you see that refined heart. So, are we so considerate? So one is, you know, personal self, one is with people. Are we considerate? Hurt them verbally, emotionally, physically, financially. Yeah? And here you sort out straight away. I don't want it to be lingering. I don't want anything to be lingering. Straight away, sort it out, and sort out straight away. So that is that sabikun as sabikun. They are the ones that are foremost. So Islam is not just restricted to namaz, no. Even your dealings with people, how are you? See that? Then what about your domestic life? Are you considerate there as well? Or your piety is just namaz? Piety is just your payments, etc. But in your domestic life, your personal life, how considerate are you? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing as the head of the house? So, you're the head of the house, what are you supposed to be doing? وَاسْكُرْنَا مَا يُطْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The whole ayat is referring to ta'lim. And ta'lim is not only restricted to the fazail kitabs, other kitabs also. Qasti Zawar, etc. Right? Are we doing these things then? So, like, we want Jannah for ourselves. Allah Pak appointed you, لِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ daraja, not so that you can show your authority, no. Because she's weaker, and you must teach her, you must guide them. Every day. Doesn't she serve you every day? So you have to guide them every day. And the best guide is kitabs. Reading them. I ask you, when you going for a bayan, right? How much of preparation you make? Huh? I know one Mullah was telling me, when I make a bayan, it takes me about hours, two hours, 3 hours. Then I give the bayan in front of the mirror, you know. But I say, for the public so much, for your house, what bayan? What preparation? Are you looking for articles, reading to them, making talim, making muzakara, this hadith? For that I can't forget my ustad. It was not an alim. But he had overtaken, to me, in my eyes, he had overtaken all of ulama. That's a fact. So his son was critical. Muaz met up in an accident. Last son, favorite, right? And the hospital had phoned that now he's on his last. So if you want to come and visit, right? So he told his family. This is what the hospital says. Do you want to see your son? So no, I won't go. Who is saying? The mother is saying. The mother that gave birth to the child. Why? He says, see, from the time of the accident till today, it's about a month, right? From that time till now, you kept on telling me the rewards of sabr. Check that kitab, this malfuz, all that, the reward for sabr, right? And you say talib, what's needed at that time? That time, what's needed? So he had a very busy schedule. He's starting from about 2 hours before Fijr. Right? But he found the time to make talim with his wife, the house people. What was needed at that time? So she says that now, if I'm going to see the, I'm going to see my son in that state, right? Besabri mein mera zaban se kuch lafz nikal jayega. I'll become impatient. I won't be able to manage it, and I may say something. If I say something, I'll lose my sawab. See that? Do we do these things? So this is the sabiqun as-sabiqun. Ulaikal muqarrabun. They are the closest to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak make us from amongst them. Make dua.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله سبحانك لا نفسي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا اللهم ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا اللهم ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم ارضى عنا رضا لا تسقط عنا بعده ابدا اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم Allah forgive all our sins, O Allah. Allah forgive all our sins, O Allah. Allah forgive all our sins of the past, O Allah. All the sins that we've done knowingly, unknowingly, O Allah. Every sin of ours, O Allah. Replace it with good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, guide us through our lives, O Allah. O Allah, keep us far from sins, O Allah. O Allah, we don't know how to tread the path of righteousness, O Allah. O Allah, you guide us every moment of our lives, O Allah. Oh Allah, we are useless, oh Allah. We can't even rely on ourselves. We cannot rely on anything, oh Allah. It is only you we have hope in and we rely on, oh Allah. Guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak month, oh Allah, you have chosen us and given us a place in your house, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us go with something from here, oh Allah. Guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't let be, oh Allah, that we lose whatever you have showered us with, whatever you have favored us with, oh Allah. Don't take that away from us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the heart, oh Allah, to realize our wrong. Give us the eyes to see our wrong, oh Allah. And make us blind to the weaknesses of others, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the heart to cover others' faults, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the heart to cover other people's faults, oh Allah. Let our eyes only see our faults, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us righteously, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive every one of us, oh Allah. Forgive our families, our children, our offspring that are to come till the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. You rightly guide them, oh Allah. Save us and save them from all the fitnas that are to come, oh Allah. Let us live on Iman, let us pass away on Iman, let us rise on the day of Qiyamah to true Iman, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we feel ashamed asking you, oh Allah. But you grant us, oh Allah, it is your instruction, wa sallallahu min fadli, oh Allah. Allah, make us from the sabiqun as-sabiqun, O Allah. Allah, we are not worthy of even taking this name, O Allah. Where do we belong to that class, O Allah? O Allah, if you have given us a place tonight in your house, O Allah, no one can question you if you list us amongst them, O Allah. List us among them, O Allah. Take mercy on us, O Allah. O Allah, we have nothing to present, O Allah. We only carry hope in you, O Allah. O Allah, forgive all our sins, O Allah. O Allah, our asatiza ikram, O Allah. Our parents, O Allah. All those who have been instrumental in deen reaching us, O Allah. The musannifeen of the kitab that we have benefited from, O Allah. In whichever way they have benefited us, O Allah. Those amongst them, O Allah, who are alive, grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. Those amongst them who have passed on, O Allah, honor them, O Allah. Grant them the highest ranks in Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, make every moment a happier moment for them in the Akhirat, O Allah. Be pleased with them, O Allah. Overlook whatever shortcomings of theirs, O Allah. Honor them in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, all works of deen, O Allah, that are taking place with the form of madrasas, khankas, jamaat work, O Allah. Allow them to flourish, O Allah. Crown them with acceptance, O Allah. Be pleased with them, O Allah. And enable them to flourish, O Allah, to the highest level, O Allah, in a manner that you and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are proud and pleased with them, O Allah. Crown them with acceptance, O Allah. O Allah, our asatidah ikram, Hazrat Mufti sahab, O Allah, grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, let them be pleased with us at any time, O Allah. O Allah, allow us and give us the tawfiq and give us the ability to understand their mansha, O Allah. Allow us to realize what we are here for, O Allah. O Allah, we have made a mockery of this path, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, for the time that we have left, O Allah, grant us the realization, O Allah, guide us in this path, O Allah. Show us this path, O Allah. We are useless, O Allah. We haven't even identified this path, O Allah. Help us, O Allah. O Allah, let us not come here and waste time, O Allah. Waste the time of our elders, O Allah. O Allah, they have sacrificed their lives for us, O Allah. O Allah, guide us, O Allah. Give us that realization. Help us, O Allah. We beg you, O Allah. Show us this path, O Allah. Let us be a coolness to their eyes, O Allah. They are happy. You will be happy as well, O Allah. O Allah, save us from the shararat and the fitna of nafs and shaitan, O Allah. Save us from these two enemies, O Allah. O Allah, be with us at every moment of our lives, O Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa sallam. Bi rahmatika.